Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Esker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Real quick, if you're wondering why I'm wearing the same shirt I wore on the show yesterday, it's because, well, I went into college mode. I put this shirt on the floor before I went to bed. I woke up, first thing I saw, and I put it on. It's all right. Sometimes you just got to live life and not worry. All right, but today I am joined by Mr. Eric Lee Jr., Husker defensive back, had a couple of interceptions in the season opener versus South Alabama, and a touchdown, took one of those picks back to the house for a touchdown as well. How you doing today, Eric?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. So I want to talk first real quickly a little bit about the game Saturday, then we'll move on to the upcoming game on versus Colorado. But talk about, and I know you've spoken with other folks about this as well, talk about earning your spot. Talk about earning your stripes, perseverance, waiting, you know, being a fifth-year senior, getting your opportunity and going through that whole process and earning your opportunity and taking advantage of it on Saturday.
It definitely hasn't been an easy road. It'll test your patience a lot, but at the end of the day, just told myself, just keep working. Good things will happen when you do so, and I was blessed enough to make some plays on Saturday that were able to help us get a win.
Now, when you got the first interception, and I believe you took that one back to the house for a touchdown, what was that feeling like for you? What was the emotions, the excitement? Explain that a little bit to the fans.
As soon as it didn't hit me till I got in the end zone. That's when I got in the end zone. I kind of just realized, like, I've kind of checked one of the big things off my list that I've always wanted to do when I committed here. So, I mean, it's an unreal experience, and you hear the crowd just going nuts, and you're one of the reasons for that. It's an awesome experience to go through.
Now, talk to me about the second interception. What that feeling was like, getting two picks in one game, a season opener like this, being a senior such as yourself. Talk about that.
It just felt good just to get another pick, just keep trying to grow and grow. I mean, the biggest thing is I told Cam Taylor after he got his pick that, I mean, we were both tied for interceptions, that I was going to get one more to outdo him. So we just have that healthy competition that just keeps us striving for more and more.
I like it. I like that a lot. Now, you may not know this, but I actually had an interception in my career. Well, I had one. Okay, so I'll give you one guess as to how many return yards I had.
I'm going to go with 23.
You're very, very kind. I had negative one. I ran backwards for a yard
really?
And got tackled. So you did a lot better than I did. So talk about, because the defense, is you can see that you guys are improved over last year. Talk about some of the improvements and the reasons for that. I mean, the obvious ones are another year in the scheme. You guys are a little bit more familiar. But talk about some of the other things that have contributed to the improvement, at least through game one, and what you would attribute that to.
I think one of the biggest things is just accountability. We're all holding each other accountable just to make sure we learn the playbook. And then when things like that happen, the coaches start to trust us more and they start to open up their playbook. And we don't run all the vanilla stuff. You can run the twists and all the different turns and stuff that they have planned for us. So you can make, as long as we can pick up the material, they keep challenging us. We hold ourselves accountable to learn it, and we executed on Saturday, and I think that's just one big thing that's helped us increase our play this year.
Now, I saw Mo Berry on Friday before the game, and he said one of the biggest things that stuck out to him was practice. How you guys are practicing is very, very different in the approach. And so talk to us about practice from your perspective and how that's different from a year ago.
I mean, a lot of people, when they hear practice, they dread it, but we kind of embrace it. I mean, we want to get the offense we want to give them as good as a look as we can, so we want to go hard for them. They want to go hard for us. At the end of the day, we want to be the best look no matter who we play. We want our offense to be the toughest team we play, and we vice versa. We want the offense to say they are the toughest. We were the toughest defense that they've seen. So we just try to make each other better and promoted a lot of healthy competition.
How much better do you think this defense can be than last year? Obviously, year one, year two, a lot of guys back. How much improved can you guys be over the course of this season? Game one, you know, I don't know what you can expect, 5 turnovers and 2 defensive touchdowns every game, realistically, going forward. But how improved can you guys be this season?
I think we can be a lot better than we were last season. I believe we're a lot more disciplined team when it comes to penalties and stuff. I think if we're able to keep those low, that'll help us dramatically. There's a lot of times where we should have been off the field, but we get like a late hit call there, a rough in the passer. So I think our discipline's increased a tremendous amount. I think that's one of the biggest factors.
So Coach Chenander, the defensive coordinator, talked to me about some of the things that he said throughout camp, talked to me about what he said before and after the game, the message he's trying to really preach and relay to you guys and get you guys to buy in. What are the main things he's been trying to drive home with you guys?
Just play hard, go 100% all the time, and if you can't play hard, we'll have someone else come in and they'll play just as hard, or if not harder. So just mainly just letting it loose. Don't think too much. Know your assignments, know your calls, and once you know that, once you get to Saturday, it's just flying around, firing on all cylinders, and just letting loose.
I love that. I spoke to the D-line before the game Saturday, and you know, the D-line coach is like, got any words of wisdom? I'm like, hey, football is an extremely complicated game for the coaches. For the players, it ain't that hard. It's three things. Play fast, hit hard, have fun, line up, repeat. Play fast, hit hard, have fun, rinse and repeat. You know, it's very complicated for the coaches, which is why they're coaches. And you put it, you said it best, man. Just line up, play fast, hit hard, and have fun. That's the best thing to do. So talk to me about the Colorado game. All right. Obviously, you guys are fresh off this game, but talk to me about the Colorado game, what that means to you guys, the way the game ended last year. Is there a little bit of, hey, we owe you one, you got lucky last year? What's your guys' attitude heading into Boulder?
We definitely have a sour taste in our mouth from last year, and seeing them run across our field and celebrate didn't fit too well with us. So, I mean, we're approaching practice if you're not going full speed in practice, or if you don't know what you're doing in practice, like, that should piss you off, and you need to get your stuff together. And I mean, honestly, like our coach said, and he said your piss should be on fire. Like, this should motivate you. Like, you want to go out on their field. We owe them one.
Your piss should be on. I like that. You know, I used to say when I was growing up, Grant Wistrom played like his hair was on fire. Now I'm going to say your piss should be on fire. I like that even better. I won't use it with my 9-year-old football team. I may refrain from that with them. What's the biggest thing going into this Colorado game? What's the biggest key defensively? Playing hard, playing with like your piss is on fire, but what's the biggest thing you'd like to accomplish, you know, versus Colorado to help contributing to getting the win in Boulder this Saturday?
I think the biggest thing for us is just executing the game plan, and then besides that, making sure we have all 11 hats to the ball. I mean, I believe if we do that, the coaches, like you said, they make all the complicated, they got the hard job, and the coaches are going to put us in the best defense possible on every play, and if we can execute and get all 11 hats to the ball, we should come out with a victory.
Who are some of the guys, some of the players on defense that maybe people don't know about yet or don't know as much about that have really stuck out during this fall camp, going into week one, now going into week two? What are some of the guys on defense, including yourself, other than yourself, because obviously people are starting to take notice, that the fans should be keeping their eyes on?
Elijah Sullivan, he's from Colorado. He's a walk-on kid, but the kid's extremely bright when it comes to football. And he goes head-to-head with the coaches on calls and personnel and stuff. And he's a tough guy, too. And another person is just Will Honus. I know he's a starter, but just being able to see Will just come back from that injury and just see how fast he's running and flying around to the ball, it's always good to see him running around.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that stuck out to me when I watched you guys as well. If you had to name, and I think Mo Berry is going to be an obvious name, but if you had to name, who are the big leaders on defense this year? A lot's been made of the leadership and the culture being changed going into year two. Who are some of the leaders on defense this year for the defense and the black shirts?
Yeah, Muhammad Berry's name definitely gets brought up in the conversation, but I would have to say DiCaprio Boodle. He stepped up a tremendous amount. He has a lot of people on the team respect him, and when he has something to say, everyone stops and listens. So I think he's definitely one of those people that might not always seem like he's like the leader of the group, but he is inside the team.
All right, man, I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck this Saturday. Go beat the Puffs. I mean the Buffs. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember,
throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.